Welcome to Joyful Eating. I'm your host, Jules Clancy, a former food scientist and winemaker turned cookbook author and health coach. I've discovered a simple way to have a joyful relationship with food without sacrificing pleasure or my waistline, and I can help you get there too. Listen on to find out how. Hello, hello, and welcome to Joyful Eating, episode number 123. That doesn't seem right. But anyway, so today we're going to be talking about you are way more powerful than you think. Before we get to that, the best bite I had recently, so on the weekend, I like to make like a sauce like to have for lunch, my lunch, and then I make more of it so I can have it during the week. And so I made like a tonnato sauce, which is this Italian, basically it's like mayonnaise with tuna mashed through it, which sounds kind of gross, but it's like amazing. So in Italy, they usually serve it with like poached veal that's been finely sliced and capers and lemon. And it's just like this creamy sauce that's just got this amazing umami, like the amazing depth of flavor. Anyway, so I made some tonnato sauce and I had some broccoli from the garden so that I just quickly steamed and then I served it with poached eggs and it was just like, oh my goodness, so good. And so I've had it like for dinner, like I had it for lunch on Sunday, dinner for Sunday, Monday night, and then I'm going to have it again for lunch today. So yeah, it's really, really good. And basically you can just use a commercial mayo and then just puree it up with mayonnaise in the food processor, or you can mash it with fork, but usually it's nicely fine, but it's so, so delicious. Anyway, enough about food. Let's start talking about you and you being made way more powerful than you think. So our plan for today is, I thought, of course, we'll share the story behind this episode, and then we're going to look at like why you are more powerful than you think and build that evidence. And then we're going to actually talk about some how-to, like actually how do you go about turning on your power? And then I've got some specific examples of where this has showed up for me and my clients, and then that you may be able to apply this idea to you, help you like get ideas to apply to your life. And then I also have a bonus tip for you as well. So the story behind this is, this is like this idea of being way more powerful than we think is something that as I've been coaching with people and as I've been coached myself, humans, for all their strengths, we just tend to underestimate how good we are at doing things and how powerful we are when we make decisions. And so one of the things that when I work with people is one of my biggest jobs as a coach is like, yeah, it's good to have a process and help guide people along the way. But I think my biggest job as a coach is to believe in people that they can change while they're building that belief in themselves. So I believe in my clients before they are able to believe in themselves. Because of course, whenever we're trying to make any change, we want to be looking for the evidence that we can change. And because we haven't changed yet, we don't have evidence. But the thing is that we are changing all the time and we actually don't need the evidence to do it. And so having a coach is really helpful. And I know for me as well, like when I've been coached, having that coach who believes in you is helpful because when you're in that wobbly stage, you know, it just adds that, just makes it, having someone hold your hand makes it so much easier. So I've noticed this, but one of the things that I've really found is like, when I tell people you are actually more powerful than you think, and it's like more powerful than you think is just a really cool thought because it like you go, oh, hang on, maybe I am more powerful than I think because I don't think I am, but it's because I don't think it. Like I don't have to think that I'm really powerful for me to actually be really powerful. And so it's a really cool hack to getting you into believing in yourself. And all we need is that belief, like to be open a little bit so that you are willing to try, so that you're willing to risk it, so you're willing to give it a go. Yeah, I really, really love this thought. And I know that it's really worked for a lot of my people. It's like when they're struggling with something, just reminding themselves, yeah, I'm more powerful than I think, helps get them back to this place of possibility so that they are able to keep trying. So why is it true that we are more powerful than we think? And the thing is, like, the human brain is an amazing tool. It's like able to do so much. And human brains have created like all these amazing like things in the, you know, we've gone to the moon. We're able to talk with each other instantaneously. I can be on a different side of the world. I can see you and talk to you in real time. Like so crazy. Like we have the internet, like all these things. And human brains have created all that. And the thing is that, so human brains are an amazing tool and this is why we are so powerful. But the thing is that, of course, the human brains, we have different parts to them. So the prefrontal cortex, which can plan and problem solve and do all these amazing things, it like we have that, but then we also have like our more primitive parts of our brain, which aren't so good. They're really good at keeping us safe, but not necessarily at problem solving and all those sorts of things. And the thing is that when we're, particularly like we run food, when we're making choices with the different parts of our brain, we get different results. So when we make choices, when we're in our amygdala brain, when we're in our primitive brain, and we're just thinking about survival and we're thinking about seeking pleasure and avoiding pain, eating more ice cream, of course, let's do it. But when we make decisions with our prefrontal cortex, which is like the more developed part of our brain, the super powerful part of our brain, then we can weigh up that whole, oh, well, if we have ice cream now, yes, it's going to taste good in the moment, but I'm going to feel really gross later and, you know, it's not going to help with my weight and like, or maybe I can have like, rather than having all the ice cream and having a, you know, a big tub, maybe your prefrontal cortex can offer up suggestions like maybe if we just have a normal, like one scoop of ice cream and do that. And then of course, then we find that balance. We get to enjoy the ice cream. If we let our prefrontal cortex in on the decision-making, amazingly powerful. The reason why sometimes we can feel like we're not so powerful is just when we're in the habit of making decisions with the more primitive parts of our brain. So how do we turn on this superpower? How do we get that feeling of being more powerful than we actually think? All it is to just like stop letting yourself get stuck in this, like, you know, making impulsive decisions and or even like not making decisions, just kind of like just floating through and like kind of being in this miserable maybe land where, yeah, I kind of do want to change my relationship with food, but I also really love these cookies, and just being stuck in that two steps forward, one step back, or one step forward, two steps back, sometimes it feels like. And that just all comes from indecision. It comes from like not really making a decision to go for it, to making a decision to try. If we're stuck in like miserable maybe, that's what my coach Brooke Castillo calls it, like then yeah, really difficult. What we want to do instead is actually make a decision. So, and that decision might be, yes, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to change my relationship with food. It's going to be amazing. And let's go. Or that decision may be, actually, you know what? I'm just really comfortable with where things are right now. I don't want to make any changes. Like life is pretty good for me right now. Great. But like either way, then you've made that decision and then you're going to be comfortable in your choices and you're going to feel good and powerful because you're going to be feeling in control. So that sense of power comes from our ability to make decisions. And so in order to feel that power, all we need to do is make some decisions. And one of the things that making decisions can seem really big and a bit scary. So one of the words that I think like language is really important around this, one of the words that I like to use is being intentional and making intentional choices rather than like having to thinking about deciding all the time. It's like, yeah, because when we think about being intentional, like that feels really good. That feels like, yeah, I'm like considered and I'm using, when you're being intentional, you know, you're using, like you're thinking about how things that are good for you in the moment, but you're also thinking about the future consequences. So yeah, this idea of turning on your superpower just comes down to making intentional choices. And so of course, if you haven't, you're not very practiced at this, like what I don't recommend is like, you know, going and making big life choices. Like, of course, if you feel up for that, go for it. But what I recommend instead is actually starting small, and rather than going big, you know, go big or go home, actually just practicing this and building that self-trust gradually. So starting with small intents, setting small intentions or making small decisions so that it's easier, because the easier something is to do, the more likely you are to do it. And so, but what happens is then you get into this cycle of setting intentions that are small and then meeting those intentions, and that feels really good. And then you take the next step, you set the next intention, and then you go and you can build on that. So yeah, like really the micro, like making micro decisions is a really smart place to start. And so what we want to do is get, you know, make micro decisions, so small decisions or small setting, small intentions that are super specific and making it easy for you to like achieve them, to actually do them and to follow through is the word. Yeah. So like making it super easy for you. So you set yourself up with wins. And so some examples I thought like would be fun to share, like that I've actually used, like micro decisions that I've made in to help me in my life and feeling way more powerful than I think. One is, so I used to have this awful habit of swigging cream out of the bottle. And like, so when I'm standing at the fridge,
opening the bottle, just having a swig of cream, and then sometimes putting it in my tea, sometimes putting it back in the fridge. So probably when you come to my house, you don't want to come and you won't. If I offer you tea with cream, you'll be like, no, thanks, Jules. But you know, you don't have to worry about that anymore because I made a decision that actually, you know what, this swigging cream out of the fridge is, it's pretty gross. And also it's not really helping me. I don't really enjoy it. And I'd actually enjoy the cream much more if I just put it in my tea. And so if I stop swigging out, I can have the same amount of cream and have more cups of tea with cream in them. So yeah, I made that micro decision. And this was something I only did like on the weekend. So it's only like a few days old, this decision. But since I made that decision, like when I've like, and there's been a couple of times where I've had the, being like at the fridge and I've had that urge and I went, no, we made that decision. We're not doing that anymore. And one time I actually just poured some cream into the tea and had the tea. That was great. And then another time I was like, oh yeah, that's right. We're not doing that anymore. And it was like, no dramas, really easy. Like I made that decision. So that's one example. Another one was I used to have this habit. I got into it like last year, at some point my Irishman had COVID and the rest of the family didn't. So I was like dosing us all up on vitamin C. And so we have those orange flavored vitamin C tablets I keep them in the pantry. And so like when I was like, really didn't want to get COVID. So I was like, every time I walked past the pantry, I was like chugging down a handful of those vitamin C's, and you're not meant to have that much vitamin C. So luckily it didn't cause any adverse reactions, but I just had got into the habit. And then even after my Irishman was better, I was like, every time I walk past the pantry, I'd be like grabbing some vitamin C. So what I did instead is like, when I realized that actually this isn't, I don't even really enjoy it. It was just like this stupid habit. So I just made that decision of like, no more vitamin C. And so, yeah, I do have vitamin C when I take my supplements. However, I don't just like grab handfuls anymore. And so amazing, like so powerful. Like I made that decision. And then since then, no vitamin C. Like, and it's like, yeah, of course there's times, a few times where the beginning I had the urge a lot, I would see the vitamin C and I'd think, oh, you know, some orange goodness would be good now. But then I'd be like, no, we decided we don't do that anymore. And then I'd be like, oh yeah, okay. And just move on. Like, and so amazing, like just one simple decision. And then that just made it really easy. And now like I hardly even think about vitamin C when I'm not walking past the pantry. So that's two examples. Another kind of bigger example of how I've used in my life for being more powerful than I think is, and using this idea of setting intentions on a kind of more macro level, was one of the things I used to really struggle with was when I was doing a photography day. So I'd be like taking photos and cooking in the kitchen. So what I do for my recipes is I'll do like a whole day where I'll do like 8 or 10 recipes. And so it's like a big day in the kitchen. And what used to happen for years, like probably almost a decade, would be like, I'd start out the day and I'd just be like pick as I was cooking and eating all day. And then I'd end the day just feeling so gross and like would probably still have dinner as well on top of that. So of course it wasn't good for my weight and it just felt really like not great. And so as part of when I was learning to listen to my body and part of my journey of becoming a naturally healthy person, one of the things was like, right, I want to stop this behavior. And so what I did was like, I just set the intention of like, no, today's photo shoot day, how do I want this to go? I don't want to be like snacking and picking and blah, blah, blah. So I actually set that intention. No, I'm not going to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have a plate. When I say finish each dish, I'm going to serve myself out some, and then I'll sit down and have a proper lunch and enjoy a little bit of everything and then, you know, get back to cooking. And so it was so mad to me like that. All it took was me to like set that intention, make that decision that I wasn't going to pick all day. And of course, a few urges came up, but I'd be like, no, we made that decision. I want to stick to this. It's going to feel really good when I stick to it. And I did it. Like, it was so crazy. Like this problem that was like such a, like a bad habit, like that I'd had for ages, that used to always cause me grief. All of a sudden it was like, I got to the end of the day and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm really looking forward to dinner. Like my tummy isn't completely bloated and gross. Like it was so, so fun. So you can see like it can be, you can apply it to small things or it can be bigger things as well. And I find it really helpful in baking. Like if you're a baker, you know, like those, licking those bowls and like raw cookie dough, like there's some absolute delicious cream butter and sugar together, absolute deliciousness. So what I do is like, I just set that intention and like, I think about it, like, do I want to be eating some raw cookie dough with raw egg in it? Today, and maybe I do. And so I'll like imagine myself, I'll decide how much I'm going to have of it. Or oftentimes what happens these days is like, I actually decide that no, I actually don't want the cookie dough. And so I set that intention before I start baking, make my whatever I'm making without licking anything, without, you know, crunching on that sugary cookie dough. And yeah, like it's amazing to me that I can do it. But that's all it comes down to, is just like being intentional, making these choices and being way more powerful than I think. So yeah, and like I have a client who she was sharing in my alcohol group, in my secret society of intentional booze hounds. She was like, she'd had 2 alcohol-free days last week and she was so excited about it. She's like, yeah, I just decided. And then she's like, I kind of felt like a little bit one day. And then I went, no, we've decided we're having an alcohol-free day. It's going to feel really good. And so she did. And this is something she'd been struggling with for a really long time. Yeah, I'm just, what I would encourage you just now is just think about like, what's one little thing that you have, like one thing, like your little vitamin C, little, you grab a bit of this, or what's something that doesn't have to be as big as like having an alcohol-free day or the photo shoot thing, but what's one micro decision that you can make now? Like, yeah, I'm going to stop that behavior. Or maybe it's like something you might want to add in as a decision that, oh yeah, I'm going to start brushing my teeth or flossing my teeth every day, or something like that. But just once one micro decision that you can experiment with, that you're ready to prove and use it as evidence that you're way more powerful than you think. Have a think about that and then experiment, see how it goes. And that brings me nicely to my bonus tip of just this thought that there is no failing, only learning. So what you want to do is say you've set your intention to not sweet cream out of the fridge, and standing when you're standing in the fridge out of the bottle, and then say something happens and I actually did take a swig. So in that moment, I've got 2 choices. I can either use that as evidence that, oh, I can't be trusted, this doesn't work, and go into that story of how I failed, or I can just decide again. And like, that's always available. I can go, oh, hang on, we weren't going to do that. Actually, this doesn't feel so good. Yeah, I'm just deciding again. We're not going to do that. And you might have to decide again a few times, but that is available to you. So if you do, like, there will be times where you've made a decision and then, or you've set an intention and then you don't follow through. And you, so what you want to do is just be really careful about what you make it mean when you do that. So yeah, like you can make it mean that you failed and you can quit, or you can make it mean, oh, there's just something here for me to learn, and you can re-decide and off you go. So yeah, I'm so excited for you to play around with this idea of being way more powerful than you think this week. And if you want to discover like really how powerful you are to change your relationship with food and your body so that you enjoy eating well, and like when you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror or a window that you like what you see, then if that sounds good to you, then I'd love for you to come and play with me in the Naturally Healthy Clubs. So yes, I said play. So it's my 6-month group coaching program where we do that, just that. We help you change your relationship with food and your body so that you do feel really good about both, and that where you get to enjoy pleasure and you get to learn exactly how powerful you are. So if you'd like to discover about how, like really find out how powerful you are in terms of being able to change, then invite you to go to the invitation page. So it's thestonesoup.com/group and join the waiting list, put your name in for the waiting list so that you can get notified as soon the next time applications will be opening. Okay, have a beautiful week, being super powerful, and I will catch you next week. Bye. Before you go, this is the best part. So if you enjoyed Joyful Eating, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. And I'd love to send you a copy of my free recipe app, Stone Soup 6 Ingredients 20 Minutes. It's full of hundreds of easy whole food recipes, so delicious they'll satisfy even the biggest food snob. It's the perfect little resource to have right on your phone for those inevitable times when you're in the supermarket thinking, wow, what am I doing for dinner? It's available for both iOS and Android, and I add new recipes every week, so it's a really great resource to get for free. See the link in the show notes, or if you just Google Stone Soup and click on the free recipe app page, that'll give you the details of how to grab your free copy.